The Michael K. Show.
Bing bong, it's 3 minutes past the hour at 4 o'clock here in the big city. Don LeGrec and Peter Rosenberg with you, spinning the tunes you die for.
Yeah.
Let's open up the phones at 1-800-919-3776. What do you think in New York City? How about that Pete Alonso? Does he want to be in New York? Sounds like he wants to stay. Juan Soto? We're not sure. 1-800-919-3776. Give me some opinion on what's happening in the big city.
The Michael K. Show. On 98.7 ESPN.
Funny. His name is Donald. My name is Peter. It's the K Show on ESPN New York.
Right.
Or maybe you're watching us on the YES Network. Now, we have a lot to get into this hour. And you wanted to respond to Adam Schefter's concern.
Yeah, I think we should replay the audio for people that are joining us here after the break about what Adam Schefter said.
Here ye's go.
Let's hear it.
I can't imagine that the Giants are thrilled to be airing all their private opinions publicly. Like, again, just one statement about Daniel Jones is now going to shadow him the entire year. Like, hey, either we find out we've got our quarterback for the next 10 years or we pivot off him. So you think as if playing New York Giants quarterback isn't a pressure-packed enough job already, you know, now you throw in some of these statements, which everybody kind of knows he's under the gun and he's got to step up and perform. But to hear the general manager actually say that on air is another thing. And to hear those conversations, how fired up do you think Saquon Barkley is going to be when they play the first game against the Giants? The Giants felt like they didn't want to hand off to a $12 million running back when they had a $40 million quarterback, but the Eagles have a $50 million quarterback, and they're going to hand it off for a $12 million running back.
All right, there's just so many holes in what Adam said. It's borders embarrassment.
First of all, they're
not handing off to a $12 million running back. They're holding with like a $16 million running back because they gave him more money. All right. Also, the Giants had editorial control. So why would they feel a way about this stuff being aired? They cleared it. They've got no problem with it. So I'm thinking it sounded like it was strategic to me. Now, the Saquon stuff, listen, Saquon's a good kid, all right? But he probably was in a way about the Giants not offering him as much money as Philadelphia. He was going to be motivated to play regardless. If you follow him on social media, when anybody has kind of reacted to Saquon being a traitor for signing with the Eagles, he's responded about how motivated he is. So he doesn't need to watch Hard Knocks to be motivated the two times that the Giants play the New York, the Giants play the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, Daniel Jones? Like, come on, he even admitted it when he said it, Adam. Everybody knows the situation. He is in year two of a 4-year contract, but in essence, it's the last year of the contract because the Giants have an out. He knows he has to perform. He's coming off a terrible season when he was healthy, and he also was not healthy that derailed the rest of his season. The Giants are not committed to them. Everybody knew that they tried to draft a quarterback and couldn't in the draft. So I don't think Daniel Jones needed to watch Hard Knocks to know how big a season is this for him. And nobody that follows the Giants or follows New York football needed to watch Hard Knocks to know how the Giants feel about Daniel Jones and how much he needs to impress everyone in 2024 in order to stay the Giants quarterback. Absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. If the Giants have editorial control, Peter, then why should they be in a way about this being aired? They wanted it to be aired.
But does that mean that he's wrong, that it could have an adverse effect? Maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they did think it was fine to air.
But what adverse effect in what? If Daniel Jones is going to fold because what was said on Hard Knocks, he was going to fold no matter what, that he's not the right quarterback, and then thank God we have an out at the end of the season.
And Saquon's going to be motivated against them no matter what.
Of course he is. Of course he is. He's going to get booed at Giants Stadium or MetLife Stadium, and he's going to be motivated. Come on. What do we just say stuff? I mean, listen, I like Adam. He's outstanding at what he does. But, I mean, come on. There has to be a level of accountability to what you're saying. If the Giants have editorial control on that, then why would they be feel a way about it being aired? They wanted that to be aired. They want to put a spur in the saddle of what's going on with Daniel Jones to try to get him to play at optimum level. And as far as the insult, I'm not going to pay have a $40 million quarterback, which is what he's making, hand off to a $12 million running back. That was their offer, and he wasn't going to take it. And he's making more money in Philadelphia, so that's not the proper analogy. It's a $50 million quarterback handing off to a $16 million running back or whatever he's making, way more than $12 million. So come on, man. The Giants wanted that out there because they want to get Daniel Jones motivated. And if he's going to fold because of something that airs on HBO on a Tuesday, then he's not the right guy anyway. And you really think Saquon Barkley needs any extra motivation? The Giants did not want him. He signed with the division rival. He's going to be fired up. Come on, man.
Well, Schefter said more.
Oh,
let's hear.
It's one thing to have Hard Knocks when it's about the roster spot for the sixth wide receiver job or, you know, guys practicing during camp in the heat and some of the jokes and pranks that go on during. It's another thing when you're hearing the actual decision makers, the actual words of the decisions. And I promise you, we're going to hear about that throughout the course of the season. These teams are not thrilled to do Hard Knocks in the summer. And frankly, I don't know how they got the Giants to do it in the offseason. Good for them and good for the Giants and respect everybody. We love to hear it all. But I'm just telling you, we're going to hear a lot about those comments all summer into the season.
Well, they got the Giants to do it because they had editorial control. So anything that got out, the Giants wanted it out or didn't care that it was out. So it's not a big deal. Honestly, why do we care about Daniel Jones' emotions? Get him upset. Get him ticked off. I want Daniel Jones to take the field, and I want him to hate play well. Well, I want him to be motivated and look at Brian Daboll and look at Joe Shane and try to stick it to them by going out there and balling out. I want that as a Giant fan. I hope he's insulted. Like, so what's the big deal? What, so that the fourth announcer on Fox can say before the game, well, before the season, say Joe Shane had negative things to say about his quarterback during Hard Knocks on HBO, as if we don't know, because we get talked to like we're children by NFL broadcasts, because they're all national, and they actually air the Giant Bear game that's going to be seen by 4% of the country, as if we've never seen the Giants before. Give me a bro. That's going to be thrown back in his face. By who? It's already thrown in his face every day by the people that cover the team.
Well, and he lived through it. He knew how he felt. He knew he wanted to be a Giant. He knew they weren't interested enough. That's what the whole thing was. Listen, I love Schefter. I love Schefter, but he was trying. He was trying to find something.
But again, he made statements, and I'm making statements. Let's deal.
I like what you're saying.
Doesn't mean, again, we can't. So I understand he works for, and he's great. He's amazing at what he does. But I don't get what he's saying here. They had editorial control. So why would they be in a way about it? They want it. So you don't think the Giants maybe strategically figured, hey, we're getting the word out. We didn't want Saquon Barkley. Everybody knew they didn't want Saquon Barkley. Didn't need to watch it on Hard Knocks. What has been the complaint about Hard Knocks, Peter? What's been the complaint? Well, tell me something I don't know. Right? Nobody feels like any of this stuff that's supposed to be news is really news to anybody that's following it. Now, maybe a Dolphin fan in Nebraska turns it on and go, ooh, I didn't realize the Giants didn't want Saquon Barkley. Okay, but anybody in New York that's followed it all summer, really for the last 2 years, going back to the franchise tag, going back to the deal that he turned down, they knew this. They knew Daniel Jones had an out at the end of this year. We know Daniel Jones hasn't lived up to expectations. We know that this is a make or break year for him. He's all of a sudden, a light bulb's going to go off watching Hard Knocks? I bet you Daniel Jones probably didn't even turn it on.
Now, let's flip to the other team here, Don.
God.
In New York. Are you familiar with the Jets?
Very familiar with their work.
Now, are you more interested in hearing about the Devontae? How possible the Devontae situation
is? Yeah, because I'm curious to see how we can make this work.
Well, let's hear from Dan O. That's Dan Orlovsky to you and me on Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I think Devontae Adams plays for the Jets this season. So the reason why I say that is this. Have you watched the receiver
stuff?
Yes. Have you seen it? Have you seen the frustration from Devontae Adams? It's not that much better of a situation. One, the only reason it wouldn't happen, Greeny, is if he would feel bad about leaving Antonio Pierce, their new head coach. That's the only reason.
Antonio will be fine. He'll be fine.
Okay, but the loyalty a competitor to a coach. One, the Raiders don't matter until they get a quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. So at some point, you got to try to go get a quarterback. Number two, if you're the Jets, why would you not? Cool. It's going going to cost you a first? You haven't won a Super Bowl ever, or in like 50-something years or something like that.
Yeah,
you've already gone all in. You have to make this work. If you don't win the Super Bowl, this is going to be one of the more disappointing acquisitions and runs and wasted talented teams that we've seen in the NFL in many years. I think this is a done deal. At some point, Devontae Adams plays for the Jets this season.
How do I make that my ringtone? I don't know how to make a ringtone, but I want Dan.
To be a ringtone?
I want Dan saying that to be my ringtone.
Now,
believer.
Now, if they trade him, I think it's like what, like a $25 million dead cap hit.
Well, Greeny went on to give theorize how it could happen midseason.
The season is going to start, and Devontae Adams is going to be a Raider. But if we should get to mid-October and the Raiders are falling out of playoff contention, let's just live in a world where the Raiders are 2-5 or something like that. Devontae Adams is a guy who makes a lot of money, and this is a team that is starting kind of from scratch. Could we be living in a world where they would entertain trading Devontae Adams? Absolutely. We put that together with Aaron Rodgers saying the other day on the golf course, I look forward to playing with Devontae again. You put those two together, and I say, I'm telling you right now, if everything kind of goes the way I could see it going, I could see Devontae Adams on the Jets by Halloween.
All right, but it
$25.3 million cap hit.
If they were to trade him in season, I think it's a $40 million cap hit if they do it now. So are the Raiders going to want to take a $25 million cap hit?
40.4 if they do it now. 25 if they do it later.
So, all right, so we get to the trade deadline, which is, what, around Halloween. Do they want to take a $25 million dead cap hit to make the deal to get, what, a first-round pick? Which isn't going to be a high pick because the Jets obviously would be finishing as a contender. So you're looking at a pick that's probably going to be lower than 25.
Probably.
All right. And then you got to take a $25 million. I just think that and then you heard Devontae kind of talking about he liked to play with Aaron, but he's a Raider. I guess there's the possibility that it could happen, but I think there's a lot that you're going to have to give up a lot because of the dead cap space that the Raiders are going to have if they make the deal. And also, you're hoping, as Peter's mentioned many times, you know, what's Aaron Rodgers' situation by the time we get there? And where are the Jets at that particular moment? You might not even need them. What week are we going to be in at the deadline? Probably, what, week 7, 8? If the Jets are 4-4... Are the Raiders going to be like 0-8?
November 5th deadline. It's week 9.
So let's say they're 4-4. Well, that means the Raiders have to be worse than that if they're going to make the deal. And also, if you're 6-2, you might be like, well, why am I making it? If I'm 6-2 and I'm leading the division, do I want to have to do all that? And if you do it, okay, that might help you this year. You better win, otherwise you're digging yourself even a bigger hole in the future. So I think it's much ado about nothing. The fact that people are predicting that it's going to happen, I mean, that's still a big cap hit for the Raiders to make that deal. This isn't baseball where you make deals like that usually anyway. And again, if it's a first-round pick, Peter, is it going to be that high of a pick?
Don, I don't like that you're ruining the fun of let's just say it's going to happen. Even if you can't really figure out why it would happen. Except for that the Jets would like it to happen.
Well, Greeny wants it as his ringtone, so I guess I just...
You got to go with it.
I'll go with that. Yeah, that I agree with everybody. It's going to happen.
And you know Rodgers wants it to happen, and I suppose there's a chance Devontae wants it to happen. I think we all think that's possible. But what if the Raiders are playing well, and he loves Antonio Pierce, and the Raiders don't have incentive?
Why are we just all of a sudden assuming that the Raiders are going to be out of it?
And why?
I understand the conference is tough. And also, you're trading him in conference. How do we know that the Raiders and Jets aren't going to be battling for the same real estate?
And you just assume the Raiders want to help out the Jets?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they would look to get picks if their season is lost. Do we know that the Raiders' season is going to be lost?
You don't.
I mean, Antonio Pierce might do a really good job there having a full season to be their head coach. I think there's a lot of people that are hoping because it would be great to see that, right? To see a quintessential wide receiver would become their best wide receiver, right? Well, close to it, obviously, because they've got good wide receivers to begin with. I think there's a lot of hope there. More so than a reality. But the whole thing hinges on the Raiders being terrible by the time we get to November. So I guess if you're a Jet fan, root for the Raiders to be 0-8 and look at a dump. Because we heard the same thing, too, with Kirk Cousins, remember? Oh, the Vikings are going to fall out of it, and they'll just trade for Kirk Cousins to save their season. Remember, that was the conversation last year. Wasn't that like a done deal? Oh, the Jets are going to trade for Kirk Cousins. The Viking. Why would the Vikings keep Kirk Cousins? They're going to fall out of it.
That was a fun few weeks.
So what, doesn't it have that same kind of feel to it? Did that ever happen?
No, but it's a nice story for people to hang on to. And I do think the Jets could really use Devontae Adams. Let me ask you this. If it was on the table, you think he's worth the first-round pick?
Well, yeah, because the first-round pick is going to be late, and the Jets don't care about their future. I mean, it's all about the now.
Even if it was a good first-round pick.
But really, honestly, do you sit there and look at the Jets and say they're a weapon away from competing for a championship, or they're just hoping their quarterback stays healthy away from competing for a championship?
I would say this. I think they're a quarterback stays healthy and they can be a good team. I think, Don, you add one more piece. I mean, let's not forget here. Aaron Rodgers has only played in scrimmages with Garrett Wilson. We don't know if he has any chemistry with who he has. We know he has chemistry.
He did throw a touchdown to him in the preseason against the Giants, if you remember.
That did happen. I remember it. It really let me know what they were in store for.
Are we allowed to play their highlights now? Is that like banned? Because Bob had a great call of that.
Really? You remember it?
the brow of Anthony Pusick tells me we're not sure.
Yeah, we don't know how those rules work.
I'm guessing no.
No way. It was on our air.
It was on our air. So they take the history from us?
Oh, don't you mean Papa? Papa.
No.
What would we play
no,
the Papa's
Bob. Call? No, he said Bob, but he meant...
We could play the Jets call.
Yeah, but
well, there are two Bobs.
But why would he think he's Papa's
because
call?
Why would we not be able to play Bob's call?
Because I don't know, because they're not on our air anymore, and that's what I asked. I was expecting...
Yeah, but it was our property at the time.
I was expecting an answer in the affirmative, but then when I saw the look on your face, I'm like, oh, maybe
not. That's why I was confused.
By the way, that was some of the most justified confusion both ways that I've ever seen. Both make complete sense. Because he doesn't know why you'd ask the question.
Why not?
Here we go.
I formation, Carter the I-back. Rodgers under center, drops back, lobs one, front left pylon. It is caught, Garrett Wilson. Ah, it's a Jet touchdown. Aaron Rodgers slips a magical throw to Garrett Wilson, and the Jets are on the board.
Am I incorrect in remembering that touchdown? It didn't feel magical, did it?
Well, Bob, it did. I mean, it's a preseason game. I can't imagine anything magical happening in the preseason.
How recent was the last Fish concert prior to that throw? Because
he
could still be feeling magical.
No, I just think, listen, everybody's excited about the Jets and the prospects of Wilson and Rodgers together.
But my point is, as much as that great, meaningful preseason touchdown was done, it would mean a lot if somehow Aaron Rodgers had one of his all-time favorite targets on this team. Devontae Adams would be worth
I don't know what it would take. Say it's a first-round pick. Why would the Jets hold on to that?
It's a late
first-round pick. You're trying to make this work with Aaron Rodgers. Tomorrow's not guaranteed to anyone. By the way, we did get the ratings for the Home Run Derby. You want to guess in the millions what we're looking at?
3.5 million.
No, actually better.
5 million.
Says ESPN, ESPN2, because they were on both, combined drew a 5.45 million viewers.
That's my jam.
Which is the event's lowest figure since 2014.
Oh.
And that
I don't know.
That one did 5.4, but also had an hour rain delay.
Wow.
But they're also going up against the Republican National Convention, which drew 8.6 million viewers combined on Fox, CNN, and MSNBC.
The RNC only did 8.6?
8.6.
I don't know.
I mean, there was a big moment.
I'm not impressed by that number, actually.
All right, well, what numbers are going to... Unless it's football. I think both of these events would have benefited from a football game breaking out during it. Because then the ratings would have been like 30 million.
Well, you would have thought... The reason I'd expect more from the RNC number is... It was the first time Donald Trump was going to be publicly visible after the assassination attempt. That's why I would have thought maybe a bigger number. He didn't come on till later.
I don't know. I don't know what people are interested in anymore. It's a summertime. People go away. They're on vacation.
It's not apparently a bad number, though, for the Home Run Derby.
All I'm saying is for all people that want to see these things go away, like, why do they do it? I know that they're probably not happy that it's the lowest number in a decade. But still, to get 5.5 million people to watch your event is not awful.
Did you
on
hear
a day where nothing's going on? Believe me, there is not a baseball game that will air during the regular season on national television that will do that number.
No.
So why not do it?
Good point. I don't know if you guys missed the national anthem last night at the Home Run Derby, but
the Rockets.
And the Rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
You know what? There will be people that'll poke fun. I've heard way worse.
I'm impressed by it. I'm impressed by myself.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. That's not what. Yeah.
Real quick, what's the easiest choice you can make? Window seat over middle? Beach vacation over camping? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is brought to you by Aura. Imagine a world where your personal information is locked down tighter than a defense making the game-winning stop on fourth and goal. Your home and email addresses, phone numbers, birthday, all of your personal information you don't want getting into the wrong hands. Luckily for you, Aura makes that world a reality. Aura is your ultimate teammate in the battle against robocalls and telemarketing and junk mail by stopping data brokers from selling your personal information on the internet to spammers, scammers, and anyone else who may want to target you by automatically submitting opt-out requests on your behalf, putting you back in control. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online. All for free when you visit aura.com/fantasy. That's aura.com/fantasy to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/fantasy. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.
Are you ready to build your company's dream team? Just like in sports, finding skilled players is essential for success. With Robert Half's winning combination of specialized recruiting professionals and award-winning AI, we'll help you find the MVPs and key role players who will have you hanging banners in the rafters. Because in business, it's all about having the experienced team on your side. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
That's my jam.
I gotta tell you, it's gonna live on for a very, very long time.
What was the other song he loved from a couple of years ago? Do you remember, Anthony?
I don't know.
There was a song Dave loved. I can't think of it off the top of my head. It was like, it went viral. It was like a big hit from like 3-4 years ago.
Give me some opinion on what's happening in the big city.
I can't think of it now. If I had it in my head, I just lost
a baby joke. Shark.
But that kind of vibe, though.
That's my jam.
It was like something about dancing.
Something about dancing. Mm-hmm.
Come really, on, help me out.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah, you're narrowing it down. You're saying it's about dancing now.
But it was a big hit a few years ago. Don't make it seem like I'm not giving you some information. This was on the air.
I don't know.
I don't remember. It sounds familiar that Dave loved a song.
Dance with me. What the, you know?
Was it a Bruno Mars vehicle, maybe?
Who knows? I don't know who it was.
Dance with me.
Dance with me. I don't know, baby. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
No.
Anybody? Hello?
And why you can't get Taylor? Angry. You can't get angry that we don't remember. Was it this?
God, darling, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up.
Come on, Dave.
Stay this little.
Dave, if you're listening, call in, text me the song. You know what?
Come on and dance with me.
Was it Dance Tonight by Lucy Pearl? I wanna dance tonight.
No. It was more of a rock
was
song.
Was it Just Dance, Lady Gaga?
No, I know Lady Gaga.
That's a drop. Was it dancing?
Come on.
She's a dancing machine.
That's from 50 years ago. I can't believe
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, it wasn't Whitney Houston. You don't think I know Whitney Houston.
What do I mean with somebody?
Come on and dance with me.
Come on and dance with me.
Come on, somebody on social media. I make one mistake, I'll get 50 tweets. That's not what you... I'm asking. Come on, and you're getting no help over there.
I don't know.
You're all doing work thinking you're forwarding the show. This would forward the show, leaving me hanging.
Let's go.
Yeah, shut up and dance with me. You know that awful song. But he's like, he was in love with that song. You know, nobody remembers that? Well, you know what? Maybe you should pay attention to somebody that's the heart and soul of this radio station.
Well, let's talk. You know, speaking of heart and soul of the radio station, let's go to Richard in Manhattan. Hey, Richard.
Ugh. Hi, Don, Peter. Fellas, it's 50 years disco debuted. 50 years this summer.
What, disco music?
Yeah, that was
disco, yeah,
the 1974, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Late, what does that mean?
Hold on. Late June.
Yeah, what was the song? That's going to bother me. That's going to bother me now. I go from one bothered song to the other. But there was a specific song. Is it Rock the Boat? Yeah, Don't Rock the Boat.
Yeah,
Don't Rock the Boat. They considered
that
the first disco song.
Oh, that must have been. Sure.
Richard, I'm going to let you finish. I know that you're the king of music.
No, it's just not.
The look you gave me, like, that's a fact.
No, it's
man.
Not at you. It's not at you. I believe you that that's what they say, but there's no way it's true.
No, it is true.
No.
Casey Kasem mentioned they did a whole thing on it.
No. It's probably true the same way they say that, you know, Rapper's Delight is the first rap song, but there's always stuff that's predating the thing before it happens.
This is the one that everybody decided.
It was the first popular disco song.
Right.
Rock the Boat was, yeah, that was,
because there was a lot of popular, like, up tempo R&B at that time that was basically disco.
This one they seem to calculate
was the one. Who was it by?
Oh,
let me see. So you're saying if I Google the first disco song,
yes, it'll come up.
And then you had Frankie Valli, Swear to God. That was huge.
That was
also one. That was huge. Big time. That was an anthem. Hey, fellas, Davante Adams. Maybe he'll be our Mikal Bridges. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It'll cost you probably a lot more, but
wait, why? I don't understand.
Like maybe the final piece. I guess is that what you're saying,
sure.
Richard?
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's such a
nobody
totally.
Nobody thinks we get Mikal Bridges, just like nobody thinks we can get Davante. Let's see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I thought you were going to like use as an example of one that had already been successful. But I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, what else you got, Richard?
All right, Jelly Bean Bryant. You know, he was on that great Philly team in '83. He was on they only won that one championship, but they were great.
By the way, Richard is referring to is the fact that Kobe's dad, the great Jelly Bean Bryant, passed away at 69 years old. Right.
69, yeah. You know, it's ironic. A month ago, Jerry West died, and they both had Jelly Bean Bryant and Jerry West, one NBA championship. You know, Don, as far as Saquon goes, what you do with running backs now is get them, let them get beat up, and then you get the next one in. That's all they're good for. The game is slanted to the passing game. Running back, and Saquon didn't want to run between tackles anymore. He gets injured a lot. Yeah, he was good. He was very good. But
by the way, though, Richard, it's not always true.
The
very best ones. Christian McCaffrey is an absolute team-changing player.
But he gets hurt.
He hasn't for a while.
But here's you're absolutely right, Richard. But and Peter too. There's always exceptions to the rule. Saquon got the money that he got from Philadelphia because the Eagles feel like they're close,
and
they're willing to pay that extra. The reason why, you know, listen, Carolina made a mistake giving McCaffrey the money. San Francisco is willing to pick it up and then extend him because they feel they're close to a championship, so they don't care. But when you're trying to build a team the way the Giants are, and there's only a certain amount of money you can allocate
100%.
Per position, the running back is going to be devalued. That's just the way
that's
it is.
But in the game of football now, Don, Peter, the running game is not as important. You need passing. Quarterback is protected. The wide receivers are gold mines. Now, fellas, one last thing before I hang up. Baseball is off on Thursday. This is ridiculous. Now, being off on Thursday, squeeze the schedule, get that second round of baseball best of seven, have more games, more revenue for baseball, and let the better team win in a seven-game series instead of this lousy five-game series where the best team doesn't always win.
Well, here's the issue. I think we've heard that as a drop at one
point. We have.
Thank you for the phone call. That was a good one today. Is that not
except
everybody...
Except for, can I just criticize one thing about his call?
Sure.
We lost Jerry West and we lost Jelly Bean Bryant. They both had one championship.
Listen, you know, you got to break a few eggs.
question because I didn't understand. Like, who cares? I mean, God bless them both, but what? You lost your thought, didn't you?
Well, it's really my fault for zero reason. Right. No.
You got
not everybody Here played on Thursday. So we have some teams played on Thursday, be a handful of games. And what Major League Baseball is trying to do is give you a significant enough break to convince these guys to play in the All-Star game. And if you give them that extra day, it's going to help convince some guys, hey, you know what? I'll go to the All-Star game, get that extra day, instead of playing on a Tuesday. And then right away, the next day, you got to travel to get to wherever your team is playing on Thursday. Now you get, even if you play in the game on Tuesday, you get Wednesday off, you get Thursday off, you got a night game on Friday, you get a little bit of rest. Not everybody was playing on Thursday anyway. That one extra day was not going to have the season end that much earlier. So I'm not going to get crazy about it. Give them the extra day. So, and believe me, all this revenue, they're fine. Okay. One day on a Thursday when there would have been five games, get a full slate on Friday, start the second half in style. No issues whatsoever.
Let's take a couple more phone calls here, Don. Let's go to Chris in the Bronx. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Three quick points. First of all, Peter, when you started the Star Spangled Banner, I thought that was going to be ugly. You did a really good job.
He really did.
I was impressed.
Well, I actually did it because I also thought it was going to be really bad and that would be funny. And then for some reason, I actually didn't do horrible on the notes.
I think he surprised himself.
I did. I appreciate that.
That was strong. Very strong, Peter. Don, I love your rants, man. That was a great rant. But you kind of owe Shefty an apology. You were killing him for saying $12 million a year. It was closer to 16. I think it's like 12.5, 12.6, according to online anyway. I think that's all he got.
But the contract was worth, you might be right, and that's one of the reasons that I killed him. But not the ultimate reason I killed him was because the Giants had editorial control. But it's exactly what, how much more extra years, whatever. It's just not apples to apples, the comparison. He got way more in Philadelphia. Now, what it might actually be cap hit wise, but you might end up being right at the end of the day from that standpoint. So I will take that back if it's confirmed. But still, the overall point, Chris, they've had editorial control. So if the Giants released it, then there's no regrets on their part. Zero.
I agree with you on it being good for Daniel Jones. I think he could use a little fire, and if that fires him up, so be it. We just want Daniel.
I'm sure
Jones
that's their motivation.
Okay,
I'm sure that's their motivation.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
hopefully it works. All right. Thanks
for the call, Chris. You're a good man. Appreciate you. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. Hey, Moose.
Afternoon, Don and Peter. How are we?
Hey, Moose.
Good. I'll save my Yankees point because I don't have enough time. But Don, I don't necessarily disagree, but I'm referring to the previous time I called regarding your projections for the Giants season. Now, I'm just providing another perspective because I don't want to get my hopes up. Chocolate sauce served in my pants come December.
Okay. But what was the point though? What was the original one?
It was concerning you thinking possibly best case scenario the Giants could be a little more. Have a little more progress this season, maybe win 7, 8, maybe 9 games. Now, considering whatever Pro Football Focus or these websites or these rank us in the bottom 5 in terms of talent, yes, Daboll's a phenomenal coach, great staff, can motivate, but I see this more as a developmental season. Considering we lost half our secondary in the free agency, we have a solid linebacking court, good Kayvon Thibodeau, I can't even say his name.
Kayvon Thibodeau, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and we have an offensive line to prove new weapons. I'm not concerned about Daniel Jones. He proved with a decent offensive line play, he can function, he can perform. But as likely as it is on the best case scenario with a weaker schedule this season, we can win 7, maybe 8 games. There's a likelihood we can win 3 or 4 or 5, hopefully 3 or 4, so we can plan for a better quarterback and just cut ties with Daniel Jones. Now, I don't disagree we can possibly win 7 or 8 games if we just outperform out of our minds. But the likelihood with the lack of talent and experience on the roster, I see this more as a developmental season to establish a foundation to be a powerhouse maybe 2 to 3 years from now with Joe Shane at the helm, making the picks, making the signings, making the decisions. Thanks for taking my call.
But how many years do you get?
How many chances?
I understand that you're still in the development stages and that maybe 2022 is an aberration. But you're still looking to get major production out of your quarterback to know that you can move forward with him.
And you also made improvements to the defense. So I don't know if you can go out there, Peter, and just say you're part of your development, go out there, win four or five games so I can draft a quarterback. If this team is moving in the right direction, you're going to have to see some more wins. You're just going to have to.
Let's go to Ira in Staten Island wants to weigh in on the Devontae of it all. Hey, Ira.
Hey, Peter, Don, what's happening? So the Adams thing, you know, there's just too much talk, and there's been interest for over a year. Excuse me. Don, like you said, I really, quite honestly, I don't really believe the Raiders are going to be any good. And I think even if they hold on to him, even though he's unhappy, I think the trade deadline makes more sense. But if they are going to dump him, they're going to have to do it now. But the way I look at it, it's two things. That screams that they know Mike Williams isn't going to be right. It also tells you they're going to dump Lazard, which is no big deal because, you know, that was a bad signing. But when you look at the trade value, you look at the Diggs deal when he got traded, was it from the Vikings to the Bills? Mm-hmm. I believe it was something with like four picks. And I tell you the truth, it's going to be more than just a first-round pick. They're going to have to give up like next year's one and maybe a four or something the following year or maybe a player. But this is not going to come cheaply. But considering everything that they have invested in this year, if somehow they could get their hands on this guy, I think they'll get the deal done.
If the Raiders are awful, and if they're willing to take, you know, the cap hit that they're going to have to take. So I don't know if they're I don't think they're going to want to do him any favors. Right?
No, but I think the Jets are going to financially going to have to absorb some of this money. Because the Raiders are not going to take that cap hit. So I think, once again, I think the Jets are going to have to financially take a hit on this and give up draft picks. But considering they got all their eggs in one basket, as much as it probably not the wisest move for the future, if you roll in for 1 year, bust or not, then I think it's a deal they're going to make.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I hope for your sake they do it. And obviously you're going to have two favorite teams during the course of the season, Ira. You're going to have the Jets and whoever's playing the Raiders, because you're going to want to see them get off to a really, really bad start.
Even though it's still not going to guarantee anything, of course. But
now here are the full details on the Barkley contract. Because of the signing bonus, fully $26 million guaranteed, but it does break down to about $12.5 million per season. So Schefter was right about, you know, the Hurts handing off to a $12 million quarterback, although there was a lot running back. There's still a lot of money that invested in besides those years. But that was the least of my issues with what Schefter said. But thank you for the correction.
Don, before we get to the point guard and ENN, yes. I do have a message brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp.
Do it.
Do you ever get caught up comparing your life to other people? I know that's something that's been challenging for me in many different stages of my life. In fact, I still deal with it right now. Sometimes you end up scrolling social media, and before you know it, you're comparing what your feelings are on the inside to whatever people are showing on the outside on their social media. And it's not a great place to be. In fact, comparison is the thief of joy. So in reality, you know your life is pretty good, but you get so caught up looking at what other people are doing. And we all end up on that hamster wheel known as Instagram. Happens to everybody. If you've been thinking about trying to get some help on these issues and many more issues, and you've been considering giving therapy a try, consider BetterHelp. All right, you get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch at any time for no additional charge. So stop comparing and start focusing with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
If the Giants have editorial control on that, then why would they feel a way about it being aired? They wanted that to be aired. They want to put a spur in the saddle of what's going on with Daniel Jones to try to get him to play at optimum level. And as far as the insult, I'm not going to have a $40 million quarterback, which is what he's making, hand off to a $12 million running back. That was their offer, and he wasn't going to take it. And he's making more money in Philadelphia, so that's not the proper analogy. Come on, man. The Giants wanted that out there because they want to get Daniel Jones motivated. And if he's going to fold because of something that airs on HBO on a Tuesday, then he's not the right guy anyway. And you really think Saquon Barkley needs any extra motivation? The Giants did not want him. He signed with the division rival. He's going to be fired up. Come on, man.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it was fine. No, it's fine. I'll give it to you. It's fine, I suppose. I mean, nothing to write home about, Dom, but I suppose you deserve it. I'll give it to you.
No, you don't have to be that way.
No. I mean, listen, I'm a guy who's competitive when it comes to it. Comes down to
it. Sounds like it.
I'm coming off a win last week. I felt good. I'm already down 2-0 to start this week. Only 3 days left, plus Michael's back Friday, so you know I can't win that day, thanks to old AP over there. We have a big old ENN today. You know what they say, Don? There's no ENN like the ENN the day after the Home Run Derby and on day two of the Republican National Convention.
Really, especially day two.
And by the way, think about it like this. You have no idea who from my life is going to talk at the RNC tonight.
Yeah, who else from your wedding?
I don't think we'll see Booker T show up at the RNC tonight. I'd be super surprised by that. Now, I'm very excited, by the way, also, Don, I should mention, for our Tiger Watch coming up during ENN. This is a fantastic bit of it. You know, I love nothing more than a spiteful Tiger Woods. That's one of the things Michael always misses on Tiger. You know, Michael thinks he doesn't relate to him because he's still judging Tiger for his worst moments. But I think one thing Michael should really appreciate about Tiger Woods is how vindictive a guy he can be. That's right up Michael's alley.
Right.
Michael's a man who has a laminated list. And Tiger showed maybe a little bit similar.
Now, I've been just looking at the Saquon contract.
Yeah.
Technically, if you go by the cap hit,
okay,
Jalen Hurts is going to be handing off to a $4 million quarterback this year, or running back this year. His cap hit is $3.9 million in 2024, $13.6 million in 2025, $7.1 million in 2026. And if he is, which ends up being overall a $15.5 million cap in 2026. So they gave him that third year, which is going to be really odorous if he's still playing. But I guess if he's still playing and winning, they're willing to do that. And you know how you get out of stuff in the NFL.
I do think there's a world. I do want to say, I'm not trying to make Giants fans feel bad. I do think there's a world in which Saquon ends up producing for a while in Philadelphia.
Well,
he does have low mileage. I mean, they talk about his age, but he does have low mileage.
He's got low mileage because of the injury. So the question is, will he be able to stay healthy, or is this going to be what he's going to be? So they can get out. If they release him in 2026, it's a $7.1 million cap. If he plays, it's over 15 and a half. So that's where I got that. That's where the 16 was kind of stuck in my head. But really, you're talking about a 30-year-old quarterback, a running back at that time. So I just think that the numbers show you that once you get north of 27, 28, you begin to lose it. But you're right. Because of the injuries, he's got a lot more tread on those tires. Just hopefully he'd be able to stay healthy. Listen, I'm a Giant fan, but he's such a good kid. And it's hard to say I want him to do well because that means it's going to help a team that I despise. But when you get to know these people, I genuinely like him. We interviewed him at camp last year, and I think he's a good kid, and I want him to do well. I want this all to work out. Is there a world where it could work out for both teams? It's hard to root that way, considering they're in the same division. But I like Saquon.
There is. We've interviewed a lot of people over the years when it comes to the Giants and the Jets. I would say we never met a young player on either team. The only person who's in the same category as seeming as lovely initially is Garrett Wilson.
Yeah,
Garrett,
he's good too.
Garrett does seem like that good a kid, in my experience. We had him in last year, Don, when I believe you and Michael were on vacation. And before he started his weekly with Barton Hahn, he came in studio for an hour. His dad called in, mm-hmm. and we had a good hang with Garrett Wilson. But they are few and far between. The kids who come to the league, and by the time they get started, already seem to have a way about them.
But this business is cutthroat. See, that's the problem with John Mara, is he looks at it, loves the kid, and wants to make it work. But sometimes you got to be like Joe Shane and say, I don't think it works for our organization to be able to keep him. You can't govern with your heart in a cap sport. You just can't. You got to make difficult decisions.
That's the name of my 17th book.
Which what?
Can't govern with your heart.
And that
it's a political. It's a political book,
right?
Coming up next, an ENN like you would not believe. So many things to talk about, including some interesting stuff from Jaylen Brown at Summer League, Tiger Woods, as we mentioned, and much more. But Don, letting go of Saquon was painful, and you know a lot about pain, don't you?
Well, friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all of your favorite activities. Pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the goals feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Rocket Money premium members report they saved up to $740 a year when they used all the Rocket Money features. Manage your money better. Go to rocketmoney.com/sports or download the app. That's rocketmoney.com/sports.